welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
And also with us from the Marvel Alliance podcast, we've got Chris.
Hey, hey.
We're on the fifth issue of this comic book story arc, or Superman story arc, issue 425 of The Adventures of Superman. If you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last four episodes. And if you want to check out the Man of Steel miniseries, go check out episodes 266 to 267. No, 271.
There we go. 271.
Thank you. Math is hard, just like words. Chris, go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, so we got The Adventure of Superman, and we start off with a big splash page of Emil Hamilton kind of telling his story about how he kind of got to be, you know, he'd made reference to the government's not supporting him, he got fired from his job. So, you know, he's having a meeting with Luther. He thinks like, oh, Luther's going to support me, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, well, Luther's a scientist like me. He knows how to help people, little guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Luther kind of pulls the rug from right underneath him at one point, saying, well, you developed this technology with my subsidiary kind of company at that point, yep, which I own. So therefore, yeah, you don't really own this. So you're going to fix this. Yep. You're going to make this work. And do it or die.
You're gonna give me all the things that you created because you were created on my time, on my company, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yep. So he proceeds to get roughed up by some of Luther's men when he goes back to his place. You know, basically again trying to enforce the point, and the cops aren't gonna listen to him. You know, it's as the guy said, all right, Doc, if you have any proof who was behind this attack, we'll bring him in for questioning. Until then, find yourself a stronger door lock.
Yeah. I don't think it was a door lock, though. Like, it got busted off the frame, but, you know.
Oh, yeah, they just barreled right way through it.
Yeah.
So he goes to the Department of Defense. They still don't want anything to do with him at that point. So then this company comes and says, oh, well, we'll help you out. We'll give you some stuff to develop all this technology. And so he thinks he improves the force field and shoots a gun at the force field. It's working, uses a flamethrower because why not?
He has it laying around because, yeah, you know, what professor doesn't, you know?
Exactly. Again, so this poor guy's probably freaking out saying, I hope to God it actually holds up. And, you know, there's something that happens at that point and he decides, you know, it's something. It basically blows up in his face and kills the guy in the force field.
Well, what happens, though, is there's somebody is tampering with the equipment.
Exactly. Another shadowy figure. He says, what is it? What have you done, Hamilton? And it's Nick. And then that guy, sacrifice is basically killed.
Yep.
You know, at that point, we'll find out a little bit about who he is later on.
I do like that they're all accusing him of murdering somebody. And instead of stopping him from doing anything, they let him pack up his machine and then just walk out the door.
You know, if not firing a gun, flamethrower is saying, you know, I'm really trying to kill him.
It's very interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. So flash forward again, you know, we got Superman battling more of these battle bots, war bots, whatever we want to call them.
Voltron wannabes.
Yep, exactly. It's got like kind of lasers for eyes and this, that, and the other. So he's having trouble busting in them. So he's going. Superman's basically taking down the weapons as much as he can, flying all about, trying to get a missile fired at him, and decides to kind of pull the old switcheroo and get the missile to hit the machine itself. But Hamilton's out there, and he's kind of wanting to try to help and contain the battle so people don't get hurt. But Superman's like, what are you doing? I don't know what you're doing. Come on, get out of here.
It's a smart move, honestly. Like, he's trying to prove, hey, look, my system works, and I'll show you by containing the damage that, you know, to just this area and not to the buildings anymore.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, he has good intentions at that point. So he finds a way to finally bust his way in, Superman getting in there, and looks like the Freedom. What do we call these? The Freedom, Freedom Patrol.
Freedom Force. Okay. We'll get it.
The Freedom League.
There we go. Freedom League.
The Freedom League. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, it's staring right in front of me, too, in the panel.
Nah, it's fine.
Yeah. The Freedom League. They're not going to surrender. They're not going to take them prisoners. They basically kind of fry all their brains and kill themselves at that point.
But that's an interesting thing as well, though. It, because you saw whenever they got damaged or something of one of the machines got hurt, like their power, they were saying like the power's dipping down. They're like, all right, we'll divert to number whatever. And so the power went back up. And yeah, you're right. Like they're using their own energy to power these machines, which isn't a great thing.
Yeah. Cause I mean, you're gonna cut your life force, but you know, again, comic book science, you know, that's a thing.
Sadly it is.
Well, they had a cause they were willing to die for.
Fair.
Yeah, but yeah, and they particularly call out. It's like, I still don't know what they're trying to do. I mean, they particularly like, we won't know what they're doing. It's like, yeah, that's also, they just want to destroy.
I mean, at the same time though, you're building these wonderful machines, sell them, make billions of dollars, and become the people you hate. I guess I don't know.
Live long enough to see yourself become the villain, yep. Right? So everyone's cheering Superman, talking about that, but Emil's like, hey, I'm the one that kind of prevented more damage. He's like, we don't want to talk to you.
And you really think that he would have gotten some credit for that.
Yes.
Because if they were actually watching what was going on, they would have seen that it was him that kept that explosion from like taking out however much of a city it would have.
Well, and even Superman could have been like, said something along the lines of going to Emil and thanking him for saving that. But because he realized that these people were basically sacrificing themselves to power this machine, it made him a little distraught. He had no idea, you know, what to do with that. Mm-hmm. So he couldn't give the thank you.
Exactly. So he takes offense to that. He basically becomes evil, which this is why I like nice Emil. I don't like evil portrayal of Emil.
Correct. Maybe this is just a precursor to something down the road.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. You never know. So he's calling out Superman, saying, come on down here. I'm going to kill this girl, and you got to go through all my death traps while being contained in my force field maze. So got all these lovely booby traps, you know, trying to stop them. Obviously, nothing really. It just slows them down and ticks them off even more.
Yeah.
I particularly love the gloop.
The gloop mailbox?
That comes out of the mailbox, yeah.
Yeah, that was interesting.
But
is this actual town, or is this just like some outskirts that Emil built?
I think it's Metropolis still.
Okay. Yeah, he just had the time between then and now. Because
there's nobody out and about, though. Like, that's...
That took a lot for people to draw.
Fair.
It's in the morning, maybe. I don't know. Because people are sleeping.
Yeah, it definitely was in the morning, but I also feel
Metropolis
like...
Metropolis is a city that never sleeps.
That's kind of what I think.
Well, you know, again, you gotta love it. It's like video games, too. It's like five people. You see the same five people seven times.
Yeah, yeah. True, true, true.
So yeah, nothing's working. He's able to get to Emil. He's able to find a way to bust the machine up. And poor Emil.
Although he does look very menacing in this.
He kind of looks a little like Vandal Savage.
A little bit. Yeah. So yeah.
So he's continuing to tell a story, and we end up finding out that he's telling the story to the guard. And the guard doesn't care to hear
The him. Guard's like, oh, did you say something? And Emil's like, nah, I'm good. I feel a little bad for Emil because, like I said, and like what you said, good Emil is great. And the few stories I have read with him in the Superman comics, the death and return of Superman, that whole era, that's the meal I know. But then I also know another one. When was it? I mean, later on when he becomes a villain, Ruin, in like the mid-2000s.
Thanks.
Huh?
Way to spoil it for me.
No problem. You'll forget about it.
Damn straight I will.
But like in that one, his whole reason for becoming a villain was he had disappeared, I think, during the Superman Our Worlds at War story. And when he finally came back, he had realized Superman wasn't looking for him. And then he, Superman stopped using or started using John Henry Irons as his go-to like tech guy, or professor, whatever. And Emil felt slighted. And so because of that, he turned to becoming a villain. It's like,
yeah,
I mean, it's not the strongest of stories, but it definitely.
Well, look what the dude did when they just didn't give him recognition.
Correct.
So,
I guess, you know, it honestly, yeah, it follows that path. Yeah.
And we also see Emil turn kind of a little bit of heel in Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in forever.
It relates back. It relates back to what happened in Superman the Animated Series. Yeah.
Man, those are such great shows.
Always.
So, yeah, that is the end of that issue. Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to hear more of Chris, check out World's Finest True Believers and the Marvel Alliance podcast over at the Geek Ultimate Alliance Podcast Network. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Superman story. We'll